Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Todorovic, joined by my co-host, Dr. Matthew Barton. Matt, how are they?
Well, type two.
Type two what? Diabetes.
Today. I get a sense that we're on to the type two type.
Oh, the type two type. Very good, Matt. Wow, Matt just wants to jump straight into it. No small talk. That's fine. Today we're talking about alveolar cells type 2. Sometimes they're termed granulous pneumocytes.
I've never heard that one.
Okay.
I've heard pneumocytes.
Or type 2 pneumocytes.
That's what I've heard.
Well, we'll just go by what you've heard then. Let's go by type 2 cells.
Or the fat boys.
Really?
Yeah.
The fat boys?
The other ones were the flatheads.
Right.
So it's like a gang down there.
Well, it's really... it's
your alveolus is a gang. There's the flatheads,
yeah,
the fat boys,
yeah, and
the big eaters.
The big eaters. Wow, that's getting insight into the way your mind works. It's a bit frightening.
I grew up
to be
in a rough neighborhood.
It sounds like you grew up in a 1940s musical. All right, so today we're talking about type 2 cells. We have spoken in previous A to Z episodes about type 1 alveolar cells, but also just about alveolar cells in general, or the alveoli and the alveolus.
Maybe we could call the alveolus just a cul-de-sac.
We won't do that because we've already done 3 episodes on it. So unless you want to retroactively go back and call it the cul-de-sac, let's not do
but
that.
That's a fairly good description of it, right?
We call it the pouch of Douglas, if you like.
No, that's an eponym that's getting phased out.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Dougie. So, we're talking about the alveolus. This is that hollow little ball of gas. It's the very end point of your lung tissue, the parenchyma. It's the site of gas exchange. It's just a hollow cup-like structure.
Or a cul-de-sac.
Which is going to be lined by cells. Now, we've spoken about the type 1 cells that line this cul-de-sac. They're called the type 1 pneumocytes, or the type 1 alveolar cells. They are simple squamous epithelia.
20 nanometers thick.
25 nanometers thick.
A bit of cytoplasm there.
Yeah, Matt called them the flatheads. That's fine. These are the cells that participate in gas exchange. So they're the type 1 cells. And they're the most abundant. So they are what make up, you know, the majority of the parenchyma. They make up that 80 square meters of surface area for gas exchange. But dispersed between these cells are these type 2 cells. And they're not simple squamous epithelia. They are more cuboidal in shape. So you call them the fat boys because they're cuboidal in shape. And generally speaking, when you see cuboidal cells or epithelia, it tells you that they have more intracellular components like organelles, which tells you they tend to make something and tend to want to secrete something. And that's exactly what these type 2 cells do. They create and secrete. And what they secrete is a fluid. And that fluid is the fluid that lines the inside of the alveolus. We spoke about the respiratory membrane in the previous episode, saying that this respiratory membrane is made up of the type 1 cells, so the simple squamous epithelia, then the basement membrane, the connective tissue underneath that, and then the capillaries.
Which is really just the endothelium.
Which is just the endothelium of the capillaries on the other side of that. And this is where gas goes back and forth. But we also said that there is a fluid lining the inside of the epithelia, lining the inside of the alveolus. This fluid produced by these type 2 cells is called surfactant.
Mm.
And this surfactant is like a fatty substance made up of phospholipids, which makes up our cell membranes. And it's there to break the surface tension. This is important. If you've got water, so think about it. When you take a breath in and you inspire, regardless of the external environment, let's just say you're in the Arctic. It's 0% humidity and it's minus 20 degrees Celsius. Regardless of that or those facts, by the time that that air that you inspire makes it to your alveolus, what you're going to find is that the temperature of that air is now 37 degrees Celsius and 100% humidified.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, when I say humidified, I mean that the oxygen molecules are going to be intimate with water molecules.
Mm.
And so that means by the time you get to the alveolus, there is water, there is fluid inside your alveolus, and it's lined with water. Now, the thing that people don't realize is that on the micro scale, water is extremely sticky.
Mm-hmm.
And we know this because of something called capillary action.
I was going to say those TikTok videos where they're filling up glasses with water, and the person who it overspills loses the...
Oh, I think I know what you... I think I've seen this. So you're saying that...
And it forms this meniscus on top of the
glass.
You've got
a bunch of very bored dudes who put a glass under a tap, and each person has to open and close the tap and slowly fill the glass, but you can't overfill the glass. And so what you end up forming is a meniscus.
So it's actually bulging over the top of the glass?
Yeah, so the water layer isn't flat with the top of the glass, but bulges over the top.
So that's the meniscus. That's the water tension.
Yes, that's because each water molecule loves to stick to another water molecule more so than spill over the edge. And this stickiness is really important. So, for example, you might think, oh, you know, there's some trees out there that are like 50 meters tall. Right?
Or might have blew down the hurricane.
Very true. Yes. So some of them may remain standing. Some of them may end up falling in 200 degree winds like happened in Matt's front yard. But if you have a look at these trees, they need water and they get water from the ground, but they need the water at the very top of the trees as much as they do at the bottom. And so
it's gone up and down.
Yeah, and they need to suck that water up. Now, the thing is, they don't have vacuums or anything like that. There's no active process of sucking this water up. The water actually moves up the tree through capillary action. The water sticks to the water above it, which pulls the water higher and so forth.
So that's not osmosis?
It's not osmosis.
Okay.
It's capillary action.
Right.
It's the same thing that happens when you get a glass tube and you prick your finger and you sort of milk the blood. It's called milking, where you milk your finger and so more blood.
So this is done like as an experiment in the classroom.
Labs. Yes.
It just sound like you did it at home.
No. We do this in the classroom when we do hematocrit, right?
Michael, what are you doing? I'm milking my finger.
I'm milking myself, all right? Get out of here. I told you to knock every time I'm milking myself. So I've pricked my finger. I'm milking the blood out of my finger and I get a glass, a very small glass tube, and I hold it to the blood. The blood actually gets pulled up into the glass tube. That's capillary action. All right. The point I'm making here.
So what we should really call trees are water elevators or something.
Yeah, water elevators. Now, on this microscale, water is sticky. This is important because if you've got these alveoli or an alveolus lined with water, you take a breath in, the alveolus expands. No problem. You take a breath out, the alveolus gets smaller and compacts. Now, if you breathe out so much so that the walls of the alveolus with the water on it get so close together, that water is going to stick to each other. And if you've ever tried to get a wet piece of flat glass off a wet bench top...
Like a glass chopping board.
It's impossible. Yeah, get a glass chopping board off a wet marble top. It's virtually, you got to slide it off. You can't actually pull it off.
You can't peel a corner off.
That's right. You can't do it because it's so sticky. And if this happens in your lungs, you don't have enough muscles in your body to be able to reinflate your lung tissue. So we need to be able to break that surface tension to do that. And this is where this surfactant comes in that's made by these type 2 pneumocytes or type 2 alveolar cells. The fatty layer, the fatty phospholipids sort of break up the water molecules, disperse between them so that this doesn't happen. Super simple. That's literally its entire job. Now, the important point about knowing this is that we don't start making this surfactant until around about 26 weeks of gestation. Now, that's important because, well, some... Preemie babies are going to be born so early that... So, for example, you could argue that the type 2 cells don't start getting made till 26 weeks gestation, but... The surfactant, we don't get adequate amounts of surfactant being produced until about 35 weeks. So if you're a preemie bub and you're born prior to 35 weeks, you're not going to have enough surfactant. So you're born, you take your first breath in of this atmosphere, great. You cry, your first cry, your lungs collapse. You can't reinflate them. This is not a good thing. So what we need is some artificial surfactant that we can give the bub that allows for them to reinflate the lungs.
So that's a fairly more recent invention medically, right?
Yes.
So before that, they would have had to mechanically ventilate the baby.
Yes, that's exactly right. So positive airflow. Yeah. There's also, so the gene that encodes the...
The cell, or
the proteins that make up the type 2 pneumocytes is called MUC1, M-U-C-1, and mutations in
it. Sounds like an airplane.
A MUC1. Here comes the MUC1 flying down, about to bomb. So the MUC1 has mutations in it, has been identified in lung cancer as well. So it seems to be an important cell type for lung cancer.
But I think also just on the gestation side, I think if a baby is known to be born premature, like it's impending, I think they will give the mother corticosteroids.
Mm.
And that, for whatever reason, I can't remember it, but it will mature the lung quickly. So within, I don't know, hours, but within that period. And so that helps with the maturation of the baby's or the fetus's lung. So yes. Even if they are born premature, the steroid was given to them, to the mother ahead of time, then they may already be starting to produce some of this surfactant.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. That's exactly what they do, multiple courses of this glucocorticosteroid just to try and mitigate what's called respiratory or infant respiratory distress
syndrome. Yeah.
And that is the type 2 alveolar cell or type 2 pneumocyte.
Nicely done. Thanks.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing.
Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.